here with former Broncos offensive coordinator and former NFL head coach Jim Fossil. Good to be back on the Broncos turf here.
Oh, it really is. You know, and I know so many people. You know, I work for Wade, and he's a great guy. We've maintained that relationship. And of course, John Elway. I mean, John, I recruited out of high school and coached him at Stanford and here. And it's good to get back and see these people. Actually, we're going to sit in John's box with my family, and my son's with the Rams, and I said there will be no Ram gear and no cheering for the Rams in the box, okay?
What's it like when you and John get back together? You talk football, or is it mostly other things?
I would say other things. You know, how's the family? How you doing? What's going on? And then we talk a little bit of football and stuff. So, yeah, we've had a lot of talks over the years.
I saw you out there watching practice. What do you think of this quarterback competition?
Well, I think, you know, somebody's got to, you know, push themselves to the top, and that's what this is all about. And I think sometimes fans and media, they want to find this out tomorrow. Well, no, and then they'll formulate the how they're going to play the game if you're going to with a rookie or an experienced guy and some of that stuff. But this is a great coaching staff.
You mentioned that your son, the special teams coordinator there in L.A. How is football going in L.A.? Is it adjusting pretty well there?
First time in my life I've ever bought tickets to a football game. He gets four comps, but he's got his wife and kids. First game, 90,000 people. Yeah. You know, next game they announced 80,000, but I didn't look like it. But, you know, the people in Southern California are so enthusiastic to have them back. Because really that's where the Rams are known for, being in L.A.
Speaking of football in other cities, we know that you coached a little football in Las Vegas. Today the Oakland Raiders put in a trademark for the Las Vegas Raiders. Do you think the NFL could succeed in Las Vegas?
I'd have to have some questions answered that I haven't heard. I mean, you know, a big benefit for the owners is suites and keep the suite money. I don't know if they're going to build a stadium that has that many suites. And even if you do, living in Vegas, I still live in Vegas part-time in Manhattan Beach, I don't know that the casinos are going to buy those suites and hand out tickets on Sunday, because that's when their high rollers are in town and their best employees are working. And I don't think they're going to say, here, go to the game. You know, they're going to keep it there. Plus, you know, they can do it, but they'll share it with UNLV, which means they're going to have two fields, in and out like Arizona, because there's no way they're going to flip it from a Saturday night college game to a Sunday NFL game.
And maybe if they, I think they came out with some renderings or something of some crazy stadium too. So it'd be a fun road trip though, right?
Oh, it will. And you know what's going to happen in Vegas is that there's so much entertainment there. Mm-hmm. Now they got a hockey team, NHL team. And it's going to come down to, I think NFL or UNLV football's coming back, basketball's coming back. Now you got hockey, you got all these other venues. You better be successful to survive.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Coach. Enjoy the game.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Good to talk to you.